Scheme of signals regarding the movement and exact position of warships and carriers in Pearl Harbor. The translator, Mrs. Dorothy Edgers, had been on the job only a month, but at first glance she thought it was important enough to be completed immediately. She asked the senior translator, Fred Woodruff, her brother, if she should remain after the noon closing time to finish the message. He thought it was a crank deal, but of sufficient import to stay over. As she translated the details, she became excited, for the message told about giving signals from the window of a certain house on Oahu to Japanese ships hiding offshore. Fascinated, she showed what she had written to the yeoman presiding over the six translators. It was interesting, he said, but didn't warrant attention on a weekend. Even so, Mrs. Edgers stayed at her desk, and by 3 p.m. was finishing the message just as Lieutenant Commander Alwyn Kramer, chief of the translation section, walked in. He had studied Japanese assiduously, but Mrs. Edgers, like her brother, had been brought up near Tokyo, and her command of the language was far superior. She waited expectantly while he read the entire telegram standing up. He seemed more annoyed than electrified, even though the last paragraph read, "If the above signals and wireless messages cannot be made from Oahu, then on Maui Island, 6 miles north to the northward of Kula Sanatorium, at a point halfway between Lower Kula Road and Haleakala Road, latitude 20 degrees 40 minutes north, longitude 156 degrees 19 minutes west, visible from seaward to the southeast and southwest of Maui Island. The following bonfires will be made daily until your XX signal is received. From 7 to 8, signal 3 or 6. From 8 to 9, signal 4 or 7. From 9 to 10, signal 5 or 8. Nicknamed the Shadow, after the radio character, Kramer was tall and slender with a pencil mustache. He combined the traits of a dreamer with extreme punctiliousness. Every message that passed through his hands had to be meticulously, painstakingly corrected and recorrected. He told Mrs. Edgers the intercept needed a lot of work and she should run along home. They could finish editing it sometime next week. She protested, but he politely insisted she leave. Kramer himself was busy supervising the decryption of a long message in the Japanese code known as Purple. This was the most secret system used to transmit information between Tokyo and foreign embassies. First had arrived a pilot message from Tokyo, alerting Ambassador Nomura to make ready to receive a crucial message. The answer to America's reply to Japan's final offer in the long negotiations between the two countries in an attempt to end their difficulties in peace, not war. 13 parts of a 14-part message that was in English were decrypted by Dark, and these made it obvious the Japanese were completely dissatisfied with the American reply, which was a repudiation of their offer. As soon as President Franklin D. Roosevelt read these 13 parts that evening, he turned to Harry Hopkins, his chief advisor, and said, "This means war." Even so, no warning was sent to Hawaii, where the Pacific Fleet was based at Pearl Harbor. In fact, no purple intercepts had been sent to the fleet's commander, Admiral Husband Kimmel, for months. Nor did he have a purple machine, which would have enabled his intelligence officers to read the series of disturbing messages being exchanged between Tokyo and Washington. The message in the consular code that attracted Mrs. Edger's interest had been intercepted in Hawaii by MS-5, a special Army monitoring station at Fort Shafter. But General Walter Short, the Army commander in Hawaii, had not been cleared for any of the decrypted Japanese messages known as magic. Short did not even know of MS-5's existence, nor had the Army major in charge of the station been given decrypting facilities. His orders were merely to ship the intercepts airmail to Washington in their original form. The consul's message was by no means the only one that morning, which indicated the Japanese might be planning a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. 2 months earlier, SIS, the U.S. Army Signal Intelligence Service, had decrypted a message from Tokyo to Consul Kita, dividing the waters of Pearl Harbor into 5 areas and asking for the exact locations.